Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we looked at Rachel Beaton, a first-year grad student at the University of Virginia, whose galactic discoveries have earned her international attention. In today's show, written by Brevi Cannon, general assignment writer for University of Virginia Media Relations, we look at a recent Center for Politics event, Reconsidering the Presidency, held at the University of Virginia in April 2008. The vast and ever-increasing amounts of money spent on U.S. political campaigns are a detriment to our democracy, and, contrary to public opinion, the Electoral College is a quirk of American politics that should not be tampered with. These two opinions were shared by three former governors, John Sununu of New Hampshire, Lowell Weicker of Connecticut, and Virginia's Doug Wilder, during the Center for Politics event Reconsidering the Presidency in April 2008. Center director and event host Larry Sabato noted in his introduction that he expected a lively debate from these three political veterans from across the political spectrum, and the trio did not disappoint, offering many diverging suggestions on how to reform U.S. politics and the presidential nomination process. Sununu, a former three-term governor of New Hampshire, White House chief of staff, and co-host of CNN's Crossfire political news show, defended the widely criticized tradition of his home state being the first to hold presidential primaries. Critics contend that being first gives New Hampshire an outsized influence, that the predominantly white population isn't reflective of the nation, and that voters there get the opportunity to personally meet with each candidate several times, while voters in other states may not even be visited. Doug Wilder, former governor of Virginia, recalled his own run for president in 1992 and complained that recent presidential candidates haven't campaigned enough in Virginia. He said,
"It's not right for certain areas of the country to be constantly courted to a degree that the residents there expect it, and others are surprised when they just get a handshake or a chance to even be in the same room with the presidential candidate."
Sununu went on to say,
"I think people don't understand that the nominating process, the primary process, really should demand of our citizens an equal commitment to the election process as the general election."
If another state goes first instead of New Hampshire, contended Sununu, that state should have some of the same merits as his state. A voter turnout rate near 75%, engaged citizens who ask serious questions, and a place that doesn't require lots of money to start being noticed by the public. Wilder, who became the first African-American governor in U.S. history when elected in 1989, suggested that primary election rules could be modernized by having a longer time frame, such as 2 weeks, in which to cast ballots, rather than just one day. Weicker was elected governor of Connecticut in 1990 as an independent, after serving three terms in the U.S. Senate as a Republican. He drew attention to the extra hoops that those outside the two-party duopoly must contend with in order to run for office. He proposed a constitutional amendment that would standardize the requirements for a presidential candidate to qualify to be on the ballot in any given state, replacing the widely varying requirements that inhibit independent candidates. According to opinion polls cited by Sabato, contrary to the view of 70% of Americans who would like to do away with the Electoral College, all three governors felt it should stay. Weicker and Sununu both said that the current system, wherein a candidate wins all or none of the electors representing each state, makes candidates campaign in all 50 states. All three panelists condemned what they termed the obscene amounts of money involved in today's politics, with Weicker going so far as to declare,
"I think money is destroying politics in the United States."
Only Wilder offered a substantive suggestion of how to address that issue. He said,
"Copy a little bit from the British system, by shortening it and saying the campaign will start such and such a date and it'll end such and such a date, rather than as soon as George Bush took his hand down from swearing, taking the oath as president, this campaign started. That doesn't make any sense at all. We got to shorten that.
Sununu also decried how today's media have poisoned the minds of the public with flawed coverage of political issues like the Florida recounts in the 2000 presidential election. While one questioner defended the role of the media as the fourth branch of government, no participants even entertained the idea that political advertising might benefit the political process, such as by increasing voter knowledge and participation, as recent research from UVA politics professor Paul Friedman has found. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will look at the annual Walter A. Ridley Distinguished Lecture at the University of Virginia, held recently in the Rotunda's Dome Room. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.sevillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.